Hola, how are you guys doing? You're welcome to yet another episode of Grow with Matilda. Thank you so much for your consistency. Thank you for reaching out every time. Matilda, when is the next episode dropping? Matilda. Okay, so Matilda is here. And Matilda is here with a story. When I was younger, I enjoyed arranging the house because I would always find something. One particular day, I found letters from my auntie, Mommy Sele, to my grandpa. That's if she listens. I will be listening. Hi, Mama. She asked for money, and I wondered why she could not just call him. Grandpa explained that in that time, he had to write a letter, take it to the post office, and do some extra stuff to send messages to people. Now, I was like, come on, why do you have to do that? That did not make sense to me in any way. Like, what kind of stress is that now? Because I am heavy on communication. When I text you now, I want you to reply me like yesterday, because I cannot deal with the anxiety that comes with waiting. When I need something, I need it now. When I want something, I want it now. And also the fact that civilization has worsened things for us. We live in a microwave generation. We live in a world where everything is practically at our fingertips. We are going to exclude Butio. Butio ordered ice cream one day and it took about 5 hours for him to get it. So we are going to leave Butio out of, like, it doesn't even make sense. So yeah, we live in a world that dictates, don't waste my time. I want it now. We live in a very fast-paced generation that's asking us to stay still, especially in this Lagos, is equivalent to jailing us. Is equivalent to jailing Matilda. So I'm sure you can tell already you did not have to wait. Do you know that the title of today's podcast is Wait? So the other day, Auntie Shea innocently reached out to me and mistakenly, emphasis on mistakenly, asked how I was doing, and I just went on. Hi Mama, good morning. I am in my waiting room and at this point I feel really down, but I am trying to keep trusting. This is an unexpected response. LOL, I am good. How are you too? Like, all in one line. That was my response to her. I actually got this out of my WhatsApp message to Auntie Shay. So yes, I'm going to first tell you that I am the wrongest person to talk about this subject matter of waiting. But I'm also in my season. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to cultivate the right attitude to it. But since this podcast is called Grow with Matilda, so yes, let us grow as Matilda grows. Thank you. I have come to understand, especially in my season of weight, I legit had to get weight on a t-shirt just to remind myself that Matilda, whatever it is that you're doing, just know that this is it. Like, be still, just be still this period, okay? So I've come to understand that we respond to waiting very weirdly and awkwardly. Sometimes we tap our feet. I scroll through my phone mindlessly and aimlessly. I'm not doing anything on that phone. We pace. We roll our eyes. I do that a lot. I have a very expressive face, such that even when I'm not aware of what I am doing, I still do it. My face does it. We sigh, we fidget, we talk aimlessly, we even shout at people. So this just shows how much we suck at waiting, because waiting is horrible. Waiting is not desirable. It is very frustrating. So if we are going to be honest, sorry God, I love you so much, but the worst kind of waiting is waiting on God. I said it already, so yeah, let's move on. I'm going to try to paint a picture for you. So at the beginning of your life, someone says, or the pastor that did you, come on, for my non-Yoruba speaking audience. Ikomo is naming ceremony. I don't know how it just disappeared from my head. Says, oh, this child is going to be so glorious, going to be this, going to be that, going to be so successful and all of that. And then you grow up, they are still asking for audience to gay. Quite the irony, isn't it? I mean, it looks like the glory is not functioning and all of the promises of God is not coming into fruition. What's happening? What's going on? Frustrating. Waiting is unbearable, especially when you do not understand the why behind it. I am the kind of person that when you tell her to do something, I'll be like, why? I always do that. Especially in my last relationship, whenever he said, Matilda, I want you to do this. I'm like, why do you want me to do that? Why are you asking me to not do that? Why? You cannot just tell me to do something. I'll just do it now. No. So yes, so let's try to put this in context. Let's imagine that I am a wealthy, very wealthy, very, very wealthy, emphasis on wealthy, mother of a 13-year-old baby girl whose name is Harelda. Now, my Harelda darling comes to me one day and says she wants a car. Now, of course, I'm like, oh, baby girl, no wahala, anything for you. While I was talking, my baby girl hugged me very tight, calls me the best mom, and goes straight to call her best friend and told her everything, how she's going to, you know, drive around town, etc. A few days later, she reminds me of the car and starts complaining and comparing, okay, about how Angela's mom allowed her to bring a car to school, how Tilda's dad just got her two new cars. I do not know why and how any parents will do that, but let's move on, you know, for the sake of storytelling. So I then tell Harelda again to hold on. I actually did try to make her understand, but then she storms off, you know, jams the door, closes the door, starts crying, and she says, I hate you, mommy, you're not cool like other parents. And I'm like, oh, Harelda, yes. You know, I didn't even, like, she didn't give me the chance to explain to her that I love her, but I can't allow her drive yet because I fear that she could have an accident, because I fear that she's not mature enough to handle it, because I know that there are other people in Lagos State that drive like you know. Do you understand? So the car was already hers. It's not as if I don't have the money to get her a car. I can't get her 100 cars if she wants, like, now, but she cannot handle it now. She's going to hurt herself, and she does not understand that. She does not understand that I love her and I have her best interest at heart. Does this story sound familiar to anyone here? Listening. Not here. Listening. When you do not understand, when you don't understand the why, you think God hates you. I have thought that way a lot of times. Like, God, why? God, why, really? This person has a job. This person is married. This person has children. Okay, well, maybe I'm not thinking about children now, but this person is so rich. We're together in class. Why? Why not me? Why do I have to, you know, remain the way I am? And why do I have to keep waiting? Why do you keep telling me to wait? I don't want to wait anymore. So yeah, we think that God is punishing us for something, and then yes, we try to seek a way out, because really, why wait when you can find alternatives? Why wait on a God you cannot see? Knows if he actually exists? What if his 1 year is like 1,000 years, like the Bible really said? What if the promise is not even for me and it is for my children and my children's children? And then you begin to echo the sweet empty nothings that the devil whispers to you. You know, the devil is so good at telling lies, and we are so good at being gullible. You hold on to his words tighter than the promise of the one who honors his words above his name. The one who in Isaiah 55:11 said his word will not return to him void. He sends it out and it always produces fruit. It will definitely and definitely accomplish all. I was going to say all. Will definitely and definitely accomplish all it wants it to, and it will prosper everywhere it sends it. That is the God that asked you to wait. Okay? In case you did not know, I'm reminding you. So yes, why do we need to wait? What's the importance of waiting? What's the why? Okay, so really we need to wait because that is when we are still. That is when we are calm enough for God to prepare and prune us. But for this to happen, you have to like really be calm and know that He is God. You have to be still and know that God is God. You have to be still and know that He is in control. That is the right attitude to have to wait in. Understanding that it is for your good. The devil will never ask you to wait. Know that for certain. Because the devil wants you to stumble all over the place. He wants you to jump the gun. He wants you to move when it is not yet morning. Just so he can have a good laugh and be like, God, really? Do you understand? We need to wait because nothing strengthens us like holding back when we really want to go. You know when someone is really abusing you and you want to abuse the hell out of that person, but then you hold yourself back. Do you know the strength it takes? Yes, that is the same strength that is required in waiting. And that really strengthens us. It helps us develop self-control. It helps us to build character. The Bible says that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And he also says that his mercies are new every morning for us. So he renews our strength every day, every time. Because he knows that it's not easy. It's not easy in any way. When we wait, we build character. And also when we wait, it helps us to align ourselves with God. It brings us to a better understanding of who God is and what, you know, his purpose for our lives is. It becomes clearer because we are waiting on him like a waiter. You know, when you go to all those nice restaurants, and I'm talking about the proper ones, so not the rude ones. Excuse me. We know when a waiter waits on someone, on you, they listen to your order, you know, they take your order, listen to it, and then they execute it. So like they know what you want to eat, they know what you want basically. So yeah, when we wait on God, we know his next move, and we are available to hear and receive the next instruction. But this can only happen when you wait with the right attitude, not with an attitude. This can only happen when you're at his service, not when you're murmuring and second guessing him. Because really, like I've always said, God is a very, very gentle man. He's so gentlemanly that once he notices or sees that you're not in line with what he wants for you, he won't force you, he will just leave you be. So he will never force you to do what you do not want to do. But the more you remain in him, the more you learn about him in your wait season, it begins to reveal more to you. It begins to reveal mystery to you. So it's no longer him talking in parables and in mysteries. It then begins to show you specifics. Like it tells you this, that, and it is exactly this, that. Do you get that? It becomes more specific. But then you have to delight in the Lord in your wait season. That's Psalms 37:4. Yes, Psalms 37:4. Delight in the Lord and he will grant you the desires of your heart. That's what he said. And also, there is when we wait on God, we increase in wisdom, for lack of a better word to use. There's no way you're going to abide in the shadow of the Almighty and not begin to sound like Him. I remember when I watched Big Brother in, I can't remember the year now, Kaffee's set. I really, really love Kaffee. Yeah. And after listening to her, watching her, and then following her on Instagram, I started sounding like her in a way. Like, I started pronouncing the G. Like, sometimes when I say going, I say g. Yeah. So there's no way you're going to abide in the shadow of the Almighty and not sound like Him. Even Moses, when he descended from Mount Sinai, the Israelites could not look at him because he had changed. Like, he had his countenance was different. There was a kind of reflection of God. So there's no one that spends time waiting on God, rubbing minds with God in prayers and studying His word, and comes back as foolish as they went. Well, you might not be that foolish like that, but you shall get what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to like throw shades at anybody. Thank you very much. So every time you spend waiting on God, it makes you wiser than you went to Him. God is the all-wise God. Anyone that waits on Him would only go from wisdom to wisdom. We begin to speak wisely and act wisely when we wait on God, when we fellowship with Him. And also, waiting upon the Lord helps us to conquer fear. It gives us the confidence to silence the enemy, because we know whose we are. We know what He has told us. We know what He has promised us. So yet we are confident and fearless even in the face of adversity, because we know that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, because the Lord has said this and that concerning me and my life and my family. So when the devil then comes with something different, something contrary to what he has promised you, you know better to shut him up. And also, when we wait, it helps us to know that, okay, if God is asking us to wait and this is really what we wanted, it means He has something way better prepared for us, ready for us. And also, while we wait, it prepares us. I'm giving you so many reasons to wait so that you understand the importance of waiting. So that you know that when He says, hold on, it doesn't mean no. It doesn't mean never. It means just hold on. It meant exactly what He said. It meant exactly hold on. He knows better. He knows what you really need, and He wants to ensure that you're ready for what is to come. The period of wait is when you need to get fortified. It's when you need to get rooted in God's word, because the promised land, that period that you really want to enter, it has advanced challenges such that if your roots are not deep enough, you would not last. That was what God tried to like teach the Israelites by taking them through the wilderness. They needed to build immunity. They needed to have their eyes sharpened. More importantly, it was protecting them. Because they didn't understand the why, they kept murmuring, grumbling, complaining, comparing. They ended up spending 40 years instead of a few days in the wilderness. Most times I've come to understand, God makes us wait so that we can have a relationship with Him. It does not have issues being a vending machine. Mm-mm. It does not have issues being your ATM, but more than that, He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to move from being, you know, just your provider to being your personal person. He wants you to actually be still and hear His voice. It has mostly been about your requests. I want these, He does these, you go. I want that, He does that, you go. You leave before He even gets the chance to ask how you are. You leave before He gets the chance to touch your face and make you whole. So you don't have to keep coming back for everything. He wants to supply everything. He wants to be your friend, he wants to be your daddy, he wants to be your sugar daddy. And then the one time he says not yet, or no, you run back to your idols, you run back to your addictions, you run back to your phone, you run back to those friends, you run back to alcohol, you run back to sex. And then you deny God, like, God is this. I don't even know. I can't even think of anything I can say God is right now. So despite the fact that God is a supreme God, he is not insensitive. The Bible says that we do not have a great high priest that does not understand our weakness. Even Jesus, he had to wait. So if Jesus waited, yeah, you should wait. I want us to understand that despite the fact that, you know, God's time is not our time, God is the author of time, is this and that, God understands our deadlines. I can't overemphasize this. So I have, should I say now, a testimony. So about a month ago, my younger sister needed to pay our school fees, and I was in a tight position. I could not help, and I was so scared, because, you know, it was important for her to pay our school fees at that time. I was so scared, I was nervous. I was in Ilari for my friend's wedding, for Nini Olamiwa's wedding, and I stayed back in the hotel room. Like, every other person went to the wedding place. Every other person was there, and I stayed back in the hotel room. I was just crying, I was praying to God. I remember saying this particular sentence. I said, God, I didn't put it with that, you know, emphasis, God. I said, God, I understand that you are God, I understand that you are this, but God, we have deadlines. Today is deadline, and I don't know what to do. And I said all of that, said some other prayers, and I was waiting for the makeup person to do my makeup, you know, to look fine. So I, you know, put nice pictures on the gram for you guys. Anyway, not long after, and I'm not capping, not long after, a woman called me and she was like, hey, are you Matilda? So I need you to do this and that, and then I'm going to pay you this amount of money. And I was like, what? Immediately after the call, I threw my phone on the bed and I just started crying. Like, what? What? How? I was so excited that day. I was so excited. Like, wow, this is the God I serve. Yes, so God understands our deadlines. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31 that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And even when Joseph went through all that he went through, it was recorded that the Lord was with him at every point in time. You would wonder how was God with him? Like, when he was sold to slavery, when Potiphar's wife lied against him, when he was thrown into the prison again, God was with him through it all. So sometimes God allows certain things to happen to us because we actually need to go through them. It takes a great deal of faith and relationship to understand this. I'm not sure I would have stood that strong if I was Joseph. I remember one particular time I wrote in my journal. I'm not proud of this, but I wrote in my journal. I said, if you cannot beat them, join them. And yes, I joined them. Yes, so kudos to Joseph for for all of that. Yeah. So what do I do while I wait? While I wait, I let it happen. That's the first thing that you should do. Let it happen. Don't fight the process. Also, you need to listen closely. When God says no, when God says not yet, he didn't mean, and even when he says no, gonga, thank him for it, because it means he has something better than what you think is the absolute best. When he closes certain doors, it doesn't mean he hates us. It means that those ones have to get shut for the main ones to open. And also learn and smile. You need to really smile in your wait season. smile and take a lot of selfies, actually. Yeah, you need it, because you're going to make reference to it, like, oh, so this period I was going through this, but all the while, you know, God helped me, strengthened me, that's why I can smile this wide. So, and also you need to understand and recognize the fact that what you're waiting on is closer than you think. But the more you grumble, baby, the farther you push the timeline, unfortunately. You can't wait if you don't trust God. We walk away from Him because we are so dependent on our list. Because we have lists, we have expectations. We want it to go exactly this way. I am that person too. I like being prim and proper. Like, I want it to go this way. Yes, it has to be this way. It should not tilt left or right. Yeah, that's Matilda. So sometimes you may have to, you know, where is the paper? I need the paper. You need to. Rip your list. Do away with your expectations and fake timelines and submit your will to God. And also, most importantly, surround yourself with friends that understand the journey that you're on, not friends that are going to help you derail. Because iron sharpens iron. You need to be around people that will strengthen you through this period. You know, so you know how you walk long distances that you do not even understand, you don't even know that you've walked that far because you're in company of friends. Yes, those are the kind of people you need to surround yourself with. Don't surround yourself with people that are like devil's assistants. And also, there are certain things that you should remember and note. Okay, just add to the previous list that. Yes, so while we understand that there is waiting, sometimes what you're waiting for, or what you think you're waiting for, and you think maybe is God's will, might actually not be God's will for you. Yeah, sorry. Might not be God's will for you. So ask yourself, are you waiting because God specifically? Yes, God can actually tell you to wait. Are you waiting because He asked you to wait, or because you're trying to manipulate Him? Emphasis on manipulate Him into doing what you want Him to do. And also, you need to know that sometimes while you're waiting on something, what you're doing in that period might be what God will use to turn things around. So I understand, like I've said all through this podcast, this, you know, that waiting on God is not easy. But while you're waiting, what are you doing? Are you just staying idle? Remember that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. What are you doing? Are you keeping yourself busy? Are you developing certain skills? What are you doing, really? What are you doing while you're waiting? So yeah, those are really, really important. While you're waiting, work. While you're waiting, learn. While you're waiting, develop. Don't try to help God. Don't try to look for alternatives. Like, okay, so God already said He's going to do this. Let Him do it in His own time, okay? Don't be like Abraham and Sarah that tried to help God. And also, it's okay if you've gone out of God's will. It's okay if you did not wait when He asked you to, because he's a loving daddy. He's a forgiving daddy. Just like Arelda that walked out on me. When she comes back, I'll be like, I'm so sorry, mama. I'm going to hug her and be like, it's okay, baby. Yes, that I'll do. So that's what I think and know that God is going to do. He's loving, He's merciful. He's going to help you deter, just like the prodigal son. Even after this prodigal son had squandered everything, after he had taken everything, I'm like, I want to take everything. I'm good. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm done. He could not wait for the father to die. Maybe the father wasn't going to die. You don't even know what the father had planned for him. But then He's so merciful and just. God loves you so much and is the God that would restore the years that the canker worms have eaten. So it doesn't matter how far away you wandered from Him, it doesn't matter whatever it is that has happened. You know, waiting involves learning to be content in God's provision and timing. Just trust Him. It's not easy, but it requires you trusting God. It's okay to say, God, when? It's okay to remind God, you know, why is this person with a job and I'm not? God, why are you not answering me? Especially when you're in terrible positions and situations, you know, you don't have a job, you're waiting on news, you know, for you, maybe you had an interview and you're waiting on God, or maybe you're ill or someone close to you is ill and you're waiting for something to happen. Or maybe you're even trying, you're waiting for future husband. You know, it doesn't matter. God does not bless who you pretend to be. Tell Him what it is that you want Him to do and listen to Him. Listen to Him. And the Bible says that my soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman waits for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman wait for the morning, I will wait. So, I mean, for them to wait that, you know, that way, it means that they know and they trust that morning will come regardless. They rely on the fact that regardless of what happens, regardless of how long the night lasts, morning will surely come. They know that God is more reliable. God is reliable. That's the right attitude to have. Know that God is reliable. Be confident in who God is. Be focused on Him and on what He's doing. The fact that He asked you to wait does not mean that, okay, it's just like pending your matter. No, it's not. He's working on your matter. He's doing something great. And this is also an encouragement to me, Matilda. God does not forsake His people. He has never done it. He would never forsake His people. So yes, so I'm telling you, the fact that you have to wait this long does not mean that He's forgotten you. It doesn't mean that He's not going to do it. It just has something that even you would not be able to understand or comprehend. I pray that God will renew our strength, because I know that God understands what we have to go through. He understands that it is not easy. He understands that a lot of times it is frustrating. Like, no one likes waiting. No one likes seeing other people prosper and they just have to wait and watch. I'm so sorry that this is so long. This is about 33 minutes, but I hope it's worth it. I know it is worth it. Thank you so much, God. We love you. We know that you're going to help us through it, and at the end of the day, you give us cause to glorify your name. You give us cause to go back and be like, it was worth it, because it is worth it. It is worth it. Whatever it is that we're all waiting for is worth it. And we are not going to listen to the devil. We are not going to allow the devil. We're not going to yield to the devil. Thank you, God. We love you so much. See you in the next podcast. Love you. Peace. Bye.